White, W.C. White, Mary. Donahue Boat, to Healdsburg, California. January 1, 1878. Dear children, Willie and Mary, I have just left Oakland for Healdsburg. Yesterday morning we left Vacaville. The discussion between Elder Johnson and Healy is nearly through. The truth triumphed. Johnson was impudent, bold, and incautious. Brother Healy let him have everything his own way the first day, until he had drawn him out to take his position. Johnson thought that he had nothing but a beardless boy to meet him. He looked upon Brother Healy as though he were too insignificant for him to spend his time upon. He stated he thought he was sent for to discuss with somebody, but he was mistaken. There was nobody to meet. He, in referring to Healy and Stevens, called them the beardless boys, attempting to teach doctrines to gray-headed men who had preached before they were born. Johnson was so personal and impudent that it told against him. Healy was calm and gentlemanly. But before he got through, he paid him off with interest for all his thrusts by showing the man before the people just as he was. Johnson had about 14 preachers, combatants, to back him up in his efforts. Brother Healy had only brethren Stevens and Bond and Edson on the stand with him. But there was one unseen who was above all, the God of righteousness and truth. On the Sabbath question, Johnson would not discuss but 2 days. He backed down. His brother ministers told him to do this, for, said they to him, you are losing in the argument, and Healy is gaining. Our brethren overheard the ministers telling Johnson he must cease his slang and his sarcasm, for they were turning it against them. Some of the people asked, what have you brought this man here for, to disgrace the Christian church? Johnson had no self-control, while Brother Healy was as calm as if chiseled out of marble. Not a muscle of his face expressed his feelings. He was as pale as the dead, but perfectly self-possessed. While he was talking, Johnson would be walking, changing color, drinking copious draughts of water, and showing great excitement. Johnson would not keep to the Bible. He read spurious history and would not bring his evidence of the change of the Sabbath from the Bible because there was none there to bring. From first to last, the truth was triumphant. Johnson found that the beardless boy was a match for him. Brother Healy referred him to the boasts of Goliath met by the stripling David. Johnson got enough of thrusting and of his taunting, and was thoroughly ashamed of his ridiculous, uncourteous speeches. Brother Bond came to Oakland to meet us and to engage us to come to the discussion, as there would be brethren coming from all directions. He engaged Edson and Emma and others to sing. The discussion was to occupy the forenoon and afternoon. In the evening, he thought there should be preaching and call all who would come to our meetings. The Campbellites had meetings every evening in their own church. The discussion was held in the Baptist College Hall, which was very spacious, larger than any church. Father could not well leave. It was cold, and he was needed at home to preside over his workmen there who were preparing to build. I ventured alone, and you never saw more joyous people than our brethren at Vacaville to see me. They obtained the Baptist College Hall for me to speak in, Friday evening, Sabbath forenoon and evening, and Sunday afternoon. Brother Healy could attend no meetings aside from the discussion. He was very hoarse, and Brother Stevens could not call out the outsiders. It was an opportunity to reach all classes, and we improved it. Friday evening, I spoke upon Noah's time and ours. I had good freedom. Sabbath from Malachi. In the evening, from Christ's riding into Jerusalem. I was especially free in the morning and in the evening. I talked a while upon Christ's riding into Jerusalem when my subject seemed to pass away, and the law of God as a mirror forced itself upon my mind. I spoke very earnestly the words that God gave me, which were in no way flattery to remainder missing.